Finally, this morning, we have the sad news of the passing of the Archbishop Emeritus of Milan, Cardinal Carlo Maria Martini, who died yesterday afternoon following a long battle with Parkinson's disease. Pope Benedict XVI remembered Cardinal Martini as a dear brother who generously served the gospel and the church. Christopher Wells looks back on the life and times of the great Jesuit scholar, teacher, and pastor.
Born in Turin in Italy in 1927, Cardinal Martini joined the Jesuit order in 1944 when he was just 17 years old. He was ordained to the priesthood 8 years later. In 1979, Pope John Paul II chose Martini to assume the office of Archbishop of Milan and made him a cardinal 4 years later. Martini governed the archdiocese, one of the largest in the world, for over 20 years. In a telegram to the current Archbishop of Milan, Cardinal Angelo Scola, Pope Benedict expressed his sorrow at the death of this dear brother who has generously served the gospel and the church. Pope Benedict recalled Cardinal Martini's many years of service as an expert teacher, an authoritative biblical scholar, and a beloved rector of both the Pontifical Gregorian University and the Pontifical Biblical Institute. The Pope praised Martini as a wise and diligent archbishop of the Ambrosian Diocese. The director of the Holy See's press office, Father Federico Lombardi, a fellow Jesuit, said Cardinal Martini's death is an event that stirs great emotion well beyond the confines even of the vast Archdiocese of Milan. Father Lombardi said, "With his words, his many writings, his innovative pastoral initiatives, Cardinal Martini was able to effectively witness to the faith and proclaim it to the people of our times." I'm Christopher Wells.